You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The ongoing mutual evaluation period for South Africa has commenced, and this will obviously run until to the latter part of next year. What this, of course, means for South Africa is that we need to be ensuring that we are continuously meeting the obligations of the Financial Action Task Force that we promised we would do to get ourselves off of the grey list. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Executive Manager for Compliance and Prevention at the Financial Intelligence Centre Unit, Christopher Malani. He joins me on the line now to see what is unfolding here. Christopher, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. You're currently in Paris at a FATF gathering. Give us a sense of what's happening there and why South Africa is there in this particular week.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thank you for the opportunity and evening to your listeners. South Africa is a member of the Financial Action Task Force, long-standing member since 2003. And we attend three meetings a year for the FATF plenary. And this is the June meetings. There are meetings in February, June, and October. At each meeting, the FATF deals with a range of issues, but most importantly for the purpose of our discussion, mutual evaluation reports. So this year, I've just come out of discussions as one of the article country interrogators of the report. We covered the report of Canada and the report of Turkey today. And the lessons learned from that gives South Africa a good sense of where the international scrutiny and level of debate is on all elements of compliance, which leads us in fantastically to how we are stacking up to prepare for our own mutual evaluation.
Let's take a look at that mutual evaluation, Christopher. We were just removed off the grey list in October of 2025. The last thing we want to do is not ensure that we adhere to the promises we made to the Financial Action Task Force and find ourselves back in a precarious position. Where do we currently stand as South Africa, and what do we need to be focusing on here?
Well, South Africa is very much in execution phase. Just as an interesting aside, the mutual evaluation report of Turkey was discussed this week. And they were grey listed just before us, if you can recall, and came off the grey list. So it was very much a discussion that gave due acknowledgement to all the good work and improvement that country had done. And similarly, South Africa now needs to build on the foundation, the strong intergovernmental foundation we had put in place to exit the grey list. We now need to take the bar increasingly higher. And in that context, we as the FIC are raising a concern with our recent media release that we need industry and businesses to be our partner and to cooperate with us.
Christopher, when we speak of industry, can we take a look at perhaps where some of the industry participants rank and stand at the moment? We know that from a monitoring perspective, especially if we look at the area of anti-money laundering, terror financing, there's specific reporting requirements that need to come through from everyone from crypto asset service providers to casinos to trusts to standard company service providers. Where do we stand on a matter like that?
Okay, so let me go back to grey listing. When we were put into grey listing, the FIC was charged with key deliverables. And the first one of the key deliverables was to ascertain a risk appreciation, a profile in a sense of each and every entity that we supervised. We had to put in place a system to evaluate that, and that became then the 2023 risk and compliance return. And that enabled us, after we had engaged with industry, to gather sufficient information to make decisions regarding supervision, including identifying the higher risk entities and then putting in place measures to monitor and inspect them. Similarly now, with our 2026 risk and compliance submission process, we've now moved on 3 years. The questionnaire is tighter, and this for now is our most critical request to industry. There are two tranches of sectors. The tranche that is coming up for closure by 30th of June, and that's why we're concerned, it's less than 12 days away, are the crypto asset providers, as you've mentioned. It is the trust service providers, the company service providers, credit providers that are not banks, and then the casinos. They constitute our first reporting group. And so we are concerned that tranche is not seemingly engaging with our questionnaire and submitting to a level that gives us any comfort. And you would have seen from our media release, on average, we're looking at 12% of these specified accountable institutions that have made the time to file with us, and there are 12 days to go.
Christopher, what is the danger here if we are not compliant? We know that from a grey listing perspective, we've already seen what it's like to be on that list. It's the last thing we want to do is end up back on that list. But what is the danger here, especially during a mutual evaluation period, if we are not adhering to the promises that we made?
Well, the danger is simply put in the language of the Financial Action Task Force. It is incumbent upon the country's supervisors, and here the Financial Intelligence Center is the prime supervisor for non-banks, businesses and professions. We need to have information at hand to make certain key determinations and decisions about profiling each and every entity within each sector. So that is why, for now, in the absence of credible input data that we would receive through the submission of the returns, it obviously prevents us from having a good-sized population. 9 out of 10 is, and more is ideal, which means we should be getting 90% of the sectors responding on time. And we then analyze that information and then put it through our risk engines. And that then enables us to risk rank these entities and to make then supervisory decisions. In the absence of that, we will not be able to demonstrate with any credible systematic basis that we know, we understand, and can identify our higher risk entities, like which are our higher risk lawyers and estate agents in each sector. So that goes to the heart of the FATF methodology. It starts with us being able to risk identify. Because the FATF says we then, because we have limited resources, no supervisor has enough resources, we must then apply our limited resources where the greater risk lie. And that is through the identification process, which starts with the RCR submission that we are so concerned about.
Christopher, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the enforcement side of things from a FIC perspective. The Financial Intelligence Center, as you mentioned, is the respective body responsible for monitoring the promises that we made at FATF. From your perspective, if the institutions, the various parties, whether they be the casinos, whether they be other sector institutions, those that are within the remit of the Financial Intelligence Center to monitor, if they are not compliant, what are we looking to do to either help them along with compliance or to ensure that they do not put South Africa in a precarious position?
Okay, now thank you, Jimmy, for that's an excellent question. I mean, so what has the FIC done, right? Very importantly, we have, when we started the process, issued immediately what we called a draft public communication. It went out under number 125. And in essence, that was the questionnaire. So we gave industry way up front, weeks ago, sight of what the form is they would have to comply. We went through an additional process to say, look, this is our questionnaire. Are there any? And then we released it for consultation, not to change the form necessarily, but to clarify areas where people were not uncertain. So if people were raising concerns about they don't quite understand this concept, we could then through guidance clarify it. And now we've issued that clarifying guidance recently. So now there's a full suite of material available, and we've been holding extensive webinars with industry to take them through the form, to take them through our approach as to how they build the data. And by the way, on the cost side of it, we're very conscious about impact on time and cost for entities. They should have this data. It's a matter of if they've kept reasonable records, they should be able to collate the information like we all have to do for tax year. The information is there. We need to collate it and then present it in the format that the questionnaire requires. So, Jimmy, if it's not done, we very, very reluctantly go then into enforcement mode. But it's not enforcement mode necessarily to penalize. We have three targeted approaches. We go and target the sectors that are not responding well. We will have more webinars, number one. Number two, we will then also have inspections or reviews to get to understand what is the problem. But then thirdly, our third is then to start the enforcement process. Another approach we take is if you've not filed your return by the due date, which is 30th of June, you will be considered and deemed to be high risk. which automatically puts you through your own non-compliance into the pool of entities we will scrutinize more closer. So those are the three responses we have in place. And that set of responses, we had a similar set of responses for the FATF grey listing. And that was well received by the FATF, that methodology we applied.
Ensuring that South Africa remains protected and in line with global standards on anti-money laundering and terror financing, the team at the Financial Intelligence Center currently getting some useful and critical insights from the Financial Action Task Force gathering taking place in Paris at the moment. We look forward to seeing how they bring those insights back to South Africa and to South African businesses. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Christopher Malan, Executive Manager for Compliance and Prevention at the Financial Intelligence Center Unit, joining us to take a look at ongoing compliance and monitoring as South Africa enters its next mutual evaluation period.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.